You might have noticed last Thursday that Blind Dave Healy wasn't actually on the show, which is very unusual on a Thursday. And when I phoned him, actually, he was actually on his bike. And you were right in the middle of something, weren't you?
I was, yeah. In fact, when you rang me on the Thursday, was I? I was coming from Preston, and I think we were around Nantwich Way.
It sounded like that on the phone.
Yeah. Well, I know that when the phone was going, I thought, I'll blow it. And we were going up a little bit of a hill. So I thought to myself, you know what? The phone can ring.
No, fair play to you. You did answer. And, you know, I wouldn't have.
No.
Especially if I'd known it was you.
Exactly.
So what were you doing then?
Well, it was the annual Albion Foundation bike ride. And what we did, we went up to Preston on the Wednesday afternoon. And we went to the Preston ground where they were very hospitable, lovely ground. We had some pictures taken there. We then went across to a hotel, the McDonald's Hotels. The McDonald's group have been very, very good with us over the years. And we went to the, what was it called? The Tickle Trout. And it's a lovely, lovely hotel. And then from there, we went over to a pub in Preston. And because Amber Taverns, whose head office, and I believe they're based in Preston, very kindly sponsored us a few bob. And so what we did over the Wednesday night, the Thursday we went to another Amber pub on the way down. On the Friday we touched another one. And then on the Saturday we went to an Amber pub in Wensbury, which is about 6 miles from the ground.
So is it just like a sponsored pub crawl?
Well, yeah, it sounded like a pub crawl. I had sausage rolls in them pubs. I had blackcurrant squash. Not a pint even touched my lips.
Well, but, that's unusual.
Yeah.
Well, it's not unusual. It doesn't touch your lips.
No, exactly. Don't touch the throat off at all. But, yeah, we came out of Preston on the Thursday morning, all the way down to Whitchurch, another McDonald's hotel, the Hill Valley Spa, beautiful place. And that was about 86 miles we covered on that Thursday. Team of 21 of us. No, was it 21 or 19? 19, I think. And then on the Friday morning, oh, Simon, the Friday morning, my golly gosh. We went from Whitchurch over to Wellington and to another Amber pub. And I have to say, all the Amber pubs were very, very hospitable. They were blooming brilliant.
Is Wellington, is that near Telford?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've done a bit of a zigzag. And then we had about 25 miles of the Wrekin. Now, for anybody who don't know the Wrekin in Shropshire, it's a bit hilly. In fact, Simon, it's a lot hilly.
I thought it was just the one hill.
Oh, no. I mean, I've run over there with Tom regularly, but I've never done too much biking over there. And my goodness me, there's some inclines, or should I say, there are some rather large descents, and we all know what follows a descent, an incline up. And when I say they go up, big style. And there was one, we come past Colville or Coalport. It was, in fact, if anybody hasn't been to Ironbridge, which is a part of the Wrekin, they ought to go. There's some wonderful museums there of, you know, how they used to make the tiles. The Iron Bridge itself, or what it's based on, Iron Bridge. It's a lovely, lovely place.
It is lovely, yeah.
But we cycled out of there, and we ended up in a little village-type area called Swindon, which was just outside of Stourbridge. And then from there, we got 16 miles to our last port of call, which was the Burlington Hotel in Birmingham city centre. I think we all forgot being locals, because the Wrekin really took it out on us, took it out on the bikes. And then you think 16 miles. Oh, wonderful. Dinner, soft seat, and we did, you know, going to grab a pint. When you come out of Swindon, up through Dudley, and a place called Oakham and Tividale, and then up Pound Road on our way to Birmingham, sorry, there were some hills I'd completely forgotten about. and after 85 mile of one day, 50 plus miles and then 16 into Birmingham. My goodness, the legs knew about it. But we all survived the traumatic hills and got into Birmingham city centre. And that was a nightmare, trying to get through Birmingham city centre Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Oh, blimey.
Did you not have a police escort?
No. Mm. We had Donkey on the motorbike. Mm. You know, and there was four of them on motorbikes, and they did us very, very well. They did us proud. But, I mean, a city centre, it's busy. You can't afford to hold traffic up. You know, you've got to go with the flow. But, hey, we all got there safely.
Who was on the bike with you?
Dougie.
Dougie?
Dougie's me. Yeah, me and Dougie are always on the tandem.
All right.
Yeah, he's on the front. Obviously, he won't give me a turn on the front. He always puts me on the back.
I'd give you a turn on the front if you were just on it yourself.
Yeah, I know. That's what everybody else said. But nobody's prepared to get on the front whilst somebody else is on the back.
Have you still got control of the gears at the back?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. me and Doug, we're all right, mate. We're okay. We communicate. He brings on communication. He shouts at me. Hill up, hill down, lights red, lights green, cars coming, whatever. And me mate Mark's give the bike a good old overhaul. He's put on a new couple of parts. Then we spent a little bit more money than normal. And the gears now are flowing blooming lovely. Absolutely lovely, touchwood. So it's nice to think that, you know, when you're asking the gears to change, they'll change, which is nice.
Well, all sounds good. And it was a good homecoming for you, actually, wasn't it?
Blooming.
I saw the pictures on Facebook.
3 points off Preston, 4-1 win. I predicted a Gail or Rodriguez hat-trick, and lo and behold, Gail went and scored a hat-trick. So, yeah, we rode into the fan zone, got a great reception, into the ground. Fantastic match. They did play very, very well, I have to say. We got the opportunity to do a lap of honour on the pitch at half-time, which is, you know, nice. And, all in all, a great few days, mate. And hopefully, once all the money comes in collectively, we've raised a few bob for the foundation.
Yeah, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely.
I know, I've been hearing some rumours. I saw, actually, something about the movie, 7 Days, your movie. It's coming out. When's it out, May?
It will be out in May at some point. I'm not sure of any date.
It's been winning awards already.
They're just sort of finalising bits and pieces.
Yeah. I saw one. I think it was an award from... It's Italy. It's won an award.
Well, so you say this. Nigel, the producer, tried to ring me yesterday, and I was at a function last night. And unfortunately, he never got his call. But somebody has sort of suggested that it's been in a festival in LA, and I do believe in the LA festival, the film has won an award. The one in Italy, I'm told we're up there for it, but I've heard nothing yet. But I know for definite, yeah, we've won an award in LA, which is absolutely fantastic. Great for the film itself, but for me, it's great for the directors and the producer, you know, because... It shows their wears and tears. I mean, you know, I'm in it for a fleeting second, so I guess the way I turned round in the one scene must have had a big bearing, you know what I mean?
So the picture I've seen is you with Georgie and with your back to the picture, but I saw one with they actually showed your face.
Yeah, I know. That's probably the reason we've won the film, you know. They've took one look and thought, wow, you know what I mean?
No, good things.
I don't think the wow was from a beauty, it's all looks. But no, it's lovely, mate, and it's lovely that the directors have picked up this, and it's nice for them. It was hard work for them. It was a low-budget film. The funding they had and what they've done and how they've worked it is just incredible. So fair play to them, and I really hope it takes some place.
Yeah, I hope it does go actually mainstream onto television at some point as well. It'd be great.
Who knows? It's who picks it up, Simon, isn't it? This is what they keep telling me, you know. It's who picks it up, who sees it, who wants it, what they feel and how they feel it will fit in with various things. But we have got a showing for charity for the foundation on the 26th of May, and it's actually being shown on the big screens at the Hawthorne.
Oh, I saw that the other day, actually advertised, yeah.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant, mate. I mean, for me, to have a film about me, if you want to, up at the Baggies on the big screens is just incredible. Mm. Incredible. You know, as a supporter some 40, 50, 60 years ago, I'd never, ever have dreamed that I'd have got on the pitch, but B, to have a film shown about you at the football team you support is just incredible.
Well, we will chat next week because you've got the London Marathon coming up. But in the meantime, how do we keep up with you?
Well, on a bike if we met on the tandem. But blinddavehealy.co.uk, Blind Dave Healy on Facebook, and at Blind Dave Healy on Twitter. And, you know, if they're struggling, they can give you a ring, and I'm sure you'll tell them you haven't got a clue who I am.
Either that, I'll give them the hotline number.
That's it.
You know you can rely on me.
Yeah, I can rely on you. Yeah.
Dave, it's always a pleasure, my friend. I'll let you go, and we'll catch up next week.
Okay. Thanks, Simon.